Lynn Page, 213-4009.
Good morning, everybody. First of all, just a quick announcement. I'm still posting pictures from my South Africa trip on my blog, and I didn't get to do that for a while because my computer was being rebuilt and I was using another one in the office that didn't have all the wonderful things my computer has on it. But anyhow, just a few days ago, I posted some pictures of my up-close and personal encounter with some elephants and a python that might be interesting for you to see. So anyway, you can go to wellnessforum.com, and on social networking is where the blog is if you like to look at such things. Today I want to talk about prostate screening. And in screening, I guess I'll make a statement about screening in general. It's becoming common to see articles in medical journals questioning the efficacy of diagnostic testing and the safety and efficacy of a growing number of treatment protocols. And it's really common with cancer, particularly mammography and PSA testing are proving to be useless diagnostic tests that actually may do more harm than good. And I'll qualify my statements first by saying that my stance on this is not that screening benefits nobody. My stance is that it benefits such a tiny percentage of the population at the expense of a greater number of people who are harmed by it. But to get to the point of this message, a study published recently in the British Medical Journal looked at the efficacy of screening for prostate cancer. What makes this study interesting is it's the longest study on the issue ever conducted. It was a randomized controlled population-based study that involved all men between the ages of 50 and 69 in one city in Sweden. So the total cohort included 9,026 men. 1,494 of them were randomly chosen to get PSA tests every third year starting in 1987 until 1996. The first two screenings were digital rectal exams, and the third screening was prostate-specific antigen that was added to it, or PSA. After 20 years of follow-up, the death rate from prostate cancer was essentially the same for both the screened group and the control group. In other words, screening for prostate cancer was useless in preventing deaths from prostate cancer. The primary beneficiaries of prostate cancer screening are those who make a living treating prostate cancer. The men who are diagnosed through these screenings are the losers because they're often subjected to or offered barbaric treatments that render them incontinent and impotent, which apparently doesn't reduce their risk of dying, as is evidenced by this study, which is not an isolated study, by the way. There are many which I've reported on over the years, and the articles are published in the HealthBrace online library if you want to take a look at them. So I will continue to advise men to avoid PSA and prostate screening in general, and women to avoid mammography, since neither test improves survival rates. And that's the only reason you would do these things, is an opportunity to better your chance of not dying of disease. Better to eat well and protect yourself, since the early detection program appears to not work. That's all for now, and have a great day.